A word for you from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, what a glorious verse this is. It's taken from the context where previously God, speaking through Peter, said that others have rejected the cornerstone, and Jesus, who has been a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense to them, they have stumbled and they have disobeyed the word. And then in this verse 9, which we have read, it says, but you. Very often we don't realize what God has made us to be. And so we keep on looking to the ground, looking into darkness, looking into our own hearts, and we can't pull out of ourselves any righteousness and goodness. But as we look to him, having repented from sin, remember, because if you are like those in the previous verse who disobey the word, well, then you are not part of this group who are chosen, a royal priesthood. But if you have experienced his salvation, he has granted you repentance from sin, you are following him, well, the Lord says to you that you are a chosen race. Now, until this time, before the gospel era, it was only Zion, it was only Israel. But remember that God saved them and wanted to glorify himself through them to all the nations. It was never the destiny of Israel to keep its own faith within itself only, but that God would glorify himself through them. But now God has spread the borders of his people so that from every nation, from every race, the Lord says, you are a chosen race. So it has nothing to do with color, it has to do with his salvation. Remember his prayer house, his temple, spiritually speaking, is a house of prayer for all people, from all nations. They are not just a chosen race, they are a royal priesthood. Just imagine that. They have been put into the line of Aaron, so to say, and have been made priests unto God, serving God and serving each other. Is God busy using you to serve others as a priest, where you can uplift them, speak to them, help them, pray for them? That's what God has called you to be, a royal priesthood. That which is firstly royal because of his royalty and saved to serve.